Sometimes there's nothing better than a blazing, hot, naughty romp on the phone with your favorite phone mistress. You may have a mind-blowing orgasm, and it's all about the sex. However, making a call to a phone sex service doesn't always have to focus on just something that is immediately and directly sexual. In fact, I've certainly found it to be the case with many of my feminization ladies that sex is either on the back burner or not necessarily a focal point of theirs at all. Sometimes I find that these ladies reach out for a connection, to find some understanding of something they can't share with just anyone. And even if they can, sometimes they can't do that in a completely uncensored way, where they're not judged and condemned for who they are and this part of themselves that they love. When these ladies reach out to a phone mistress, when they reach out to me, I find that an incredible bond can be formed. You have that joy as a mistress of sharing with someone a freedom they don't get elsewhere. This liberation of their inner self, and then develops this relationship that can turn out to be incredible and very tight. In my experience, I have found this to be common with many of my cross-dressers and my transgender callers. Now, speaking of these callers, last week brought me the occasion to interact with two incredibly fascinating and beautiful women. In fact, I lovingly refer to them as the other lovely ladies of LDW. Both are familiar to the LDW scene. They're both so gorgeous, regardless of what they may think. They're very intelligent, well-spoken, genuine women, and they both completely understand all too well how it feels to go through life being judged, having to keep secrets, and feeling quite lonely because it can be so difficult to share a secret like that of feminization, regardless of in what form that might present itself. I think one of the hallmarks of each relationship I have with these ladies is the fact that there is this open line of communication. There is listening, there's sharing, there's honesty. This lays an undeniable foundation on which to build so much more. The importance of that acceptance, throwing judgment to the side, communicating, and being receptive, opening doors and helping these ladies open doors they've not been able to do alone is an incredible experience, and certainly isn't the substance that is usual phone sex fodder. However, that doesn't change the fact that phone sex can be what you want it to be, whether you simply need someone to talk to, there's part of yourself that you simply can't share, someone you feel you can't be, and you need more than just that quick rush of an orgasm. You need that personal touch from another individual. And I think it's important for people to realize that is perfectly acceptable. You don't have to fit a mold. You don't have to be a certain way, want a certain thing. There is that opportunity to build incredible rapport, build and strengthen bonds that last. You share secrets, you get to know one another, and that is a relationship, regardless of the particular interaction between the two of us. Whether you've been a little hesitant to reach out to a phone sex service because you feel that you're expected to want that phone sex session, or you've been a bit shy because you're not sure that you'll even be accepted there, or you simply want someone to listen to you and really hear what you're saying about yourself or something that's important to you that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with sex. You are welcome here. Feel free to call me at any time you like. Mistress Emma Jane of FetishPhoneSexCalls.com. And you can find me and my listening ear at 800-601-6975. And remember, if you need a vault into which you can put those secrets that you've never let out before, I can be that vault you need.